Listen to a lecture in an American literature class.
Today we'll be discussing one of the most popular modern American writers. This writer's real name is Samuel Clemens, but you might not recognize that name because he used a pen name when writing. Do any of you recognize the name Samuel Clemens? Does anyone know the name that Samuel Clemens used on his stories and novels? Let's look at a picture of this famous writer. This should give you a good hint. So, now that you see his picture, I'm sure you understand that the writer whose birth name was Samuel Clemens is much better known by the name Mark Twain. Twain's work is popular for many reasons. We'll focus on a number of reasons. Actually, to be precise, we'll focus on three. On three specific reasons that make Twain so enjoyable. First, Twain was able to express human nature through his character sketches. Twain was incredibly talented at creating characters that were really human and that readers could easily identify with. Second, Twain tried to reflect real speech in his writing. When his characters speak, they don't speak in textbook prose. Instead, they speak just like any average Joe on the street. And this is something else that helps readers to identify with them. Third, Twain was a master at combining humor and satire. He used humor to make his works amusing to read, while at the same time he satirized elements of society that lent themselves to it. Today, I'll give you a brief introduction to the three works we'll read by Mark Twain and show how each of them is a terrific example of one of the characteristics I just mentioned. The first is a short story called The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. This is considered his best early work because it's the first work that demonstrates his ability to develop very human character sketches. In this story, we find marvelous descriptions of various frontiersmen as they take part in an unusual competition. And I'm sure you can guess from the title of the story just what this unusual competition was. The second is a book, Huckleberry Finn. It's a delightful tale about a young boy and a runaway slave. It's famous as the first American novel that reflected real speech. Twain manages to capture in written form the language as it was spoken in homes and in the street. This feature marked such change in American literature that Hemingway said, "Modern American literature begins with Huckleberry Finn." As a young man, Twain spent 5 years as a steamboat pilot on the Mississippi. The events in Huckleberry Finn reflect Twain's intimate knowledge of the Mississippi. It was also during his time on the Mississippi that Twain claims to have developed his knowledge of human nature, because he had the opportunity to come into contact with all kinds of people while he was working on the river. He later said, "It was through this brief schooling that I became acquainted with all different types of human nature." Our last book, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, is one of Twain's most skillful combinations of humor and satire. This book is one of Twain's later novels, and his later works tended to be increasingly satirical. A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court is a satirical comment on the Industrial Revolution. Twain felt that a very unwelcome result of the Industrial Revolution was that it made people insensitive toward other human beings. As you read these three works, notice the way he uses words that reflect real speech. His ability to write character sketches that capture the essence of each character's human nature, and his use of humor and satire. For Friday, please read The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County and begin reading the first 10 chapters of Huckleberry Finn, which we'll begin discussing next week.